West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Huge crowd here to watch homecoming, and the homecoming coordination is taking place even as we speak. You talk about some colorful, glittery, beautiful gowns that the young ladies are wearing here tonight. And the guys in their black suits, boutonnieres, and all the homecoming candidates being introduced. And lots of cameras are at work right now. It's halftime, 28-7 is the score. West Plains on top, led 14-0 after one. First play of the second quarter, the Bulldogs punched in a run by Steve Harris to make it 14-7. And West Plains came right back with two more scores to make it 28-7. At that point, this game was certainly in doubt, at least in terms of West Plains controlling the game, as Rolla gained a little bit of momentum, got a little confidence. And defensively, they haven't done bad in spite of the fact that they've given up 28 points. West Plains has done a good job picking areas where their offense and their speed could take advantage of a young Rolla defense, and it's a 28-7 lead here at the break. Homecoming festivities continue here at McDonald's Field at Zizzer Stadium. All the seating pretty much on the West Plains side is occupied. You can find a seat here and there, maybe a couple, but very few. Very, very few. Either end and in the middle, it's all pretty much packed in. The student section down there is pretty full, too, to my left all over in the north end. And they've had a lot to holler about. 28-7 is a halftime score. We'll check some of the other scores around the area when we come back in just a moment on Hot Country KDY.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at TLGTrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
Hey, Zither fans, I need you all to hear me. Hey, everyone, this is Ashton Jubb with Mizzou Tiger Basketball. It took me years of practice to get where I am today. I love being a Zither and playing on a winning team. That's why I chose the winning team at Ozark Hills Insurance to take care of my insurance, and you should too. They have a team of agents that will treat you like family with the best coverage at the best price. Get a quote today from Ozark Hills Insurance with offers in West Plains and Mountain Home. Go Zizzers!
It's not enough to merely own land. You need to own it, too. The Coyote Canine UTV helps you own the land you own. Hear the difference? Owning the land sounds like this.
Well, son, someday you'll inherit my land.
But owning it sounds like... You see, owning is...
Sign here, and here, and here.
But owning is more. Yeah. The rugged Coyote Canine UTV. Coyote, we dig dirt. So stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains.
Driving in the fall and winter months can be challenging. You never know what Mother Nature will bring each day. Make sure your tires have plenty of tread. Give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you will always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
If you're a small business owner in southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
HirschFeed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. HirschEquipment.com. This is a game changer for anyone looking for equipment. That's because all of HirschFeed and Farm Supply's equipment inventory is now listed on one site. You can find tractors, lawn equipment, trailers, livestock equipment, pre-owned inventory, and more. In fact, you can go to the site and get a quote and get the value of your trade. Now, there's no reason to put it off. Get what you need today with the help of HirschEquipment.com.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Respiratory care is what Ozark's Health Medical Equipment is all about. At times, doctors may recommend an AffloVest for movement and management of secretions. Often, patients need help with movement of excessive congestion. The team at Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment will be there to help every step of the way on a journey to better health. Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name, located in West Plains, 1703 West 8th Street.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Find new roads today.
Pepperoni just makes everything better, don't you think? Right now, Domino's Pizza in West Plains and Mountain Grove has a mix-and-match deal. Choose any two or more items, including the new pepperoni stuffed cheesy bread, for only $6.99 each. Try the tasty sensation with pepperoni stuffed in Domino's yummy cheesy bread. Domino's in West Plains and Mountain Grove with pepperoni stuffed cheesy bread. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at TLGTrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
Baziba Gersiker is the homecoming queen for this year. Congratulations to her. She seemed to be a very popular choice. And so the homecoming court works her way north down the track, setting up for a whole bunch of pictures.
Whole bunch. You were homecoming king, weren't you? Don't lie.
Don't lie? Okay. No, I'm afraid not.
Huh.
But I took a really pretty girl to the homecoming dance.
Don't tell your wife.
That's all that matters. 28-7. Now let's take a look at some scores. around the area and see what we've got at halftime. And I bet they've got a huge crowd at Joplin tonight. Webb City playing Joplin. You got to drive about 10 minutes to get from Webb City to Jung Stadium, if that's where they're playing these days. I don't know if it is. That game's tied at 14 all.
That's probably a heck of a ball game.
Probably so. Now, my question was, how will Bolivar do against Lebanon? They're both 3-0, but proof that all 3-0 teams are not the same. Lebanon leads at halftime 28-6.
I think Lebanon, I mean, this is not going to be some unbelievable statement to make. Lebanon is clearly the team to beat in the Ozark Conference.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that. Mountain Grove leading Willow Springs. Halftime, I believe, 34-0. Or it was closing in on halftime, at least. And let's see. Ava thumping on Liberty, 36-14.
Ava is the number 9 team in the state. What is that, class? Is that class 2?
I want to say 3.
Maybe class 3?
I'll tell you this. I watched some video of their game against Stratford, and I was impressed.
Yeah.
Ava's very physical. They're fast. And they've got Hunter Adams back this year, who had a horrible knee injury last year, early in the year for Ava. He's setting records left and right again. I believe he is a sophomore this season. He's really something. He's one of the best football players in the area.
Have you got a score from the Kabul game?
No, I do not. I do have a Kickapoo Waynesville score, which is sort of a surprise. It's a 7-0 Kickapoo with the lead in that game. So we'll get some updated scores here and see if we have anything new in the next little bit. Next week we go to Camdenton. The Lakers will host the West Plains Scissors in week number 5, and at that point we'll be halfway through the football season, through the regular season anyway, and boy, it has gone very quickly.
If you've ever wondered to yourself, what would a lake do for the economics of your town? Just go watch a football game in Camdenton.
Yeah, and look at their school and all their facilities. I mean, it is all top-rate, top-notch stuff. Camdenton has a very solid athletic program. This is the first year at Camdenton since 1976 that someone named Shore is not running the football program there.
That's just a wild stat.
What would that be? 47 years. It's incredible. Halftime score, 28-7 here. We still have a good 8 minutes before the second half starts. We'll take another break. Come back in just a moment on Hot Country KDY.
The switch is on to the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in West Plains. People are transferring their prescriptions to the Medicine Shop because they have free delivery within a 10-mile radius of West Plains. And they are a locally owned, independent pharmacy with drive-thru and curbside pickup. Switch to Medicine Shop Pharmacy, located next to Brookhaven Healthcare on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Online at westplains.medicineshop.com. Or download our RX local app to get more information, refill reminders, and more.
Now is the time to save on Kubota zero-turn lawnmowers at Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains. While supplies last, get 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on Kubota zero-turn mowers with no money down. Shop while supplies last at Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for details.
Remember, we are names you can trust. Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment and Kubota in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance.
Hi, this is Dave Thomas with Shelter Insurance at 214 West Main Street. Let us help you with all your insurance needs. We specialize in auto, home, life, and business. Call or text us at 256-6116.
SaveWithDave.com.
For anything you need around the office, think Bureau. Office furniture? Think Bureau. Pens, paper, forms? Think Bureau. Cleaning and janitorial supplies? Think Bureau. Need supplies but you don't have time to get it? Think Bureau. They deliver. So for anything you need for the office, think Bureau. Stop by and see them just off the square in West Plains or online at thinkbureau.com. Bureau, 202 West Main in West Plains.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why they're on the sidelines cheering you on and ready to step in should anything happen. Dr. Pyatt is proud to be the Zizzer team physician. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
A rock chip. It starts out so small and harmless. Just a little blemish on the windshield. Then one day you climb in your car and your windshield looks like a road map. Crack after crack from side to side, top to bottom, and points in between. Don't let that happen. Go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix rock chips and prevent it from running a race across your windshield. If you didn't catch it in time, don't worry. He installs new windshields too. SMP Quality Auto Glass. Show us your crack.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We are your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you are in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
Scissors have come out, and so have Rolla, and so we'll put a few minutes on the scoreboard again, and then we'll be ready to play football in the second half. West Plains leading 28-7. On Monday, the MSU West Plains Grizzlies softball team will play at home against Arkansas. I think Arkansas State Mountain Home will be the opponent. That'll be right here across the parking lot from where we're sitting right now. The Grizzly softball team has really made a big jump from last year. And a lot of that has to do with your pitching. And they have two, maybe three pretty good pitchers right now. And if you have that, you can compete. Now, I believe tomorrow they'll be playing at Evangel, so they'll get tested really well there, and we'll be home on Monday. We'll have a doubleheader game here on KDY, the Grizzlies. And then Wednesday night, over on the Fox 96.9, it'll be the volleyball team playing at home against Jefferson College. I think that's the first home games they've had this season, so that's always a big deal. You can come on out for that special evening. We'll have presentations, we'll have all kinds of stuff going on before the game, and then you're welcome to stick around to watch the game free there at the Civic Center. Grizzly basketball starts November the 2nd against Linkier Prep, and that'll be played, first game will be played at home at the West Plains Civic Center. And this year, the MSU West Plains Grizzly basketball team is going to be a different animal than it has been the last few years.
This will be what, Coach Fay's third year with the program?
You can look, it depends how you want to look at it, because the first year or two with COVID was not really what you call a normal season by any stretch. But this year, we lost both our assistant coaches. Moved to different schools, but they did, and Coach Fay has done a really, really good job recruiting. We've got some very good high-end talent that'll be playing basketball here this season. We're a bigger team. We're a more athletic team. I think we're going to be a much better defensive team, and we've got kids that can really shoot the basketball. So it ought to be a fun kind of game to watch. We'll probably see the Grizzlies get up and down the floor a lot more. More speed, more dunks, more defense, more points scored. It should be just a better year all the way around.
You know, there's zero reasons to not go watch some Grizzly basketball.
You're exactly right. That's the way I look at it. And this year, more so maybe than any other year, maybe going as far back, pardon me, to the really good teams that we had back there in 2011, That's been 12 years ago. But this basketball team will have a chance to play that kind of basketball. They're going to they've got some high-end talent. They've got probably three or four kids that are going to be pretty much headed for good Division I schools. And we've got some kids that can really play defense, and that's really going to be a help. Even our best offensive players are also, it appears to be, very good defensive players. Plus, this year, we've got a pretty solid stick there in the middle. Lionel Kumwamba, who came from the Congo, will be our postman this season. He is 6'8", and he is a rebounder and a defender. He'll block shots, get rebounds, and he'll score a few points along the way. But his main job is to patrol the middle. We really haven't had that for quite a while now, but Lionel has, with his height at 6'8", long arms, he's going to be able to get a lot of block shots and make it much harder to get to the rim against the Grizzlies this year. So, something to look forward to.
A couple quick notes before we get ready to start the third quarter. Our buddy Corby sent me a message just a few moments ago. Let me know the Fair-Salem game is a 0-0 tie at halftime. And the other thing I wanted to mention was this happened before the game. We talked earlier in the pregame about Connor Lair and his diagnosis. Prior to the start of this football game, the Rolla High School Athletic Department made a donation to the Connor Lair Fund.
That's fantastic.
It's great stuff.
Rolla people are really good people. And they'll get the kick to start the second half, 28-7. And speaking of Connor Lair, there will be something going on next week that you need to be aware of. And here is the kick. It'll be a deep kick over the head of everybody. Hits at the one and goes in the end zone. That's the way to do it. Chase Larson had just a little bit of a tailwind there, and he pumped that one through the end zone. Next Thursday at Ozark Cafe, they're going to have a day of fundraising for Connor Lair and his family. Part of the proceeds from that day at Ozark Cafe will go directly to Connor and his family to help defray some expenses. So if you want to come over, if you want to help out Connor Lair, come over to Ozark Cafe the 21st, and that'll be an all-day thing. Hope to see you there. Here we go, first down for Rolla. Toss play running right, and that is going to be a negative play as Alex Judd read it immediately, came blasting over the line of scrimmage, and made the solo tackle against the ball carrier. That was Brett Montgomery. And a loss on the play of 3 yards.
West Plains on top, 28-7. If you're just now joining us, it's the beginning of the third quarter. First quarter, with the exception of a few plays here and there, all West Plains.
We'll find out if Rolla can put something together and stay in the game here. They're down 3 scores. They'll run over the left guard, handoff fullback. Good run up to the 25-yard line. Tackle from behind on the play. Briggs Houston with the stop. Gain of 6. It'll be 3rd down and 5.
Number 34, sophomore fullback, 200-pounder. That is Hayden Emery for the Rolla Bulldogs on the carry.
Hayden Emery, I can remember the name Emery associated with some teams they've had in the past. Here we go on 3rd down and 5 from their own 25. Quarterback will spin inside counter play. The handoff, good gain. That's going to get a first down, it looks like, across the 30, near 31. And that should be enough to move the chains on a gain of 6. That was a slow developing play, but kind of by design, that allowed the running back, Mason De La Garza, to make a nice read and got plenty for the first down.
You got to give credit where credit's due, and in that situation, you got to mention the offensive lineman for Rolla, number 58, Kylan Jamison. He's a 6'3", 225-pounder interior line, and he was the lead blocker, and that's the reason they just picked up the yards.
Double wing set this time. Man in motion, toss play to him, running to the left. De La Garza gets to the side, run out of bounds after a short gain on the play. The Bulldogs have a new head football coach. His name is Derek Heflin. One of his assistants is Bill Schuchart. Bill Schuchart coached at Salem High School in Dent County for 20 years anyway. And I believe he's already in the Missouri Football Coaches Hall of Fame. And he is an old school. He ran the wishbone for many years at Salem. So when you see that T form or that double wing formation, that's sort of Bill Shewcart right there. Here's a running play over the left side. That'll be bottled up after a gain of about three near the 34-yard line. And it's going to be third down and about five.
You know, you're so used to seeing these teams spread it out with three wide or sometimes four wide. Sometimes more than that. But to see Rollin now, their entire offensive line and their skill positions are all inside the hashes.
Face mask call on that last play against West Plains. It'll be the light variety of a face mask. They'll move it up to the 39-yard line. That will make it. Well, the scoreboard says it's an automatic first down. I don't know about that. If it's not a personal foul, it's not.
Shouldn't be.
There's two face masks. There's grasping the face mask and face masking. Two different things. Now, on second down and three, handoff right side, and it'll be close to a first down where the ball carrier is slung down by Briggs Houston. Very, very close as Emory got the carry up to the 41-yard line. They may just say, go ahead and move him. Looks like a first down from here. Yep. First down for the Rolla Bulldogs. 9:52. One thing Rolla's done a little better since the first quarter, they have controlled the pace of the game. And when they get this running game going, it's much easier to do that. All right, the Bulldogs will come up. Easton Smith, there's their quarterback. Running play right up the middle. Not much there, maybe 3 yards. And Smith on the carry that time. He'll pick up about three, and it'll bring up second down and six, maybe seven. Call it seven to go for the first down. Clock ticking, 9:08 to go, third quarter. Three down linemen, but a five-man front for West Plains. Handed off, big hole, and it'll be a first down across midfield into West Plains territory at the 46-yard line. So a first down on a gain of almost 9 yards.
You know, we talked in the first half, one thing West Plains had a lot of success doing was running the ball, and they were averaging 6 or so yards per carry. Here on this possession, Rolla's doing the very same thing now to us.
And when they've been successful, they've run it straight ahead. First down, back to throw it. Smith, he looks, he throws, jump ball underneath, and the ball is incomplete. Two number ones were involved trying to pull that pass down. Will Stauffer for West Plains defending on the play. The intended receiver was Colton Petersmith.
Will Stauffer there did the thing you're supposed to do in those situations. He played the ball, not the receiver. Got up, put a mitt on it, knocked it away. It's picture-perfect defense.
Will Stauffer missed some games last year with injury. And when he came back, we were definitely better. And now, second down and 10. Back to throw. Easton Smith, pressure from the backside. Hit from the backside. Drugged down from behind, and that'll be a quarterback sack. As the defense brought some pressure that time, and they're able to get in there for the tackle. Jackson Hunter on the quarterback sack that time. Loss of a couple, and now third down. And the quarterback may be a little shaken up, and he is. Easton Smith.
I would be too.
And official timeout. 7:59 to play in the third quarter. West Plains on top of Rolla, 28-7. Back in a minute on KDY.
When it's game day, there's no better way to tailgate than in the all-new Chevy Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet. The Silverado has room for all your tailgating essentials.
Whether you're chilling, grilling, or cheering, do it all in style with a Bailey Chevy Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Find new roads to unforgettable game day memories with the Chevy Silverado.
Go 4-6-9-3-1-1-1. Bailey team is going to get it.
All right, we're going to have a change at quarterback for the Bulldogs. Their new quarterback is going to be Jack Muschwitz. First down and 10. Fakes the toss, rolls out, and he is drilled in the backfield by Jackson Hunter, who knocked the starting quarterback out of the game. Well, no, Peyton Reynolds, 71 instead of 74 on the stop that time. Peyton Reynolds on the quarterback sack, so pressure that time, and Muschwitz had no chance on that play.
Yeah, he was untouched coming off the defensive line.
So the clock moving again at 7:20, and anticipating a Rolla punt is Ryland Kinslow back at his own 20-yard line. Harris punts for the Bulldogs. He stands back at his own 31. Snap is good. Good rush. Kick is away. And a very good spiral coming down and caught at the 15-yard line of West Plains. That was a heck of a good punt. The line of scrimmage was the 44. They'll take over on, it looks like, about the 16-yard line, maybe. So that was a 41-yard punt with no return. Well, they're going to actually mark this up near the 20-yard line. Still a good kick. 6:57 to play in the third quarter. Rolla had it for a little while, starting the half, but unable to do much with it. The one thing that you can see by watching Rolla is lack of a passing game really hurts them.
Yeah.
They run the ball pretty well, but they don't have a counterbalance. Spread formation from the 16-yard line for West Plains. Isaiah Jones takes a snap, hands the ball off. Remy Wilson has lead blockers, gets up the hole, cuts through the hole, and gets across the 25. Close to the 26, and that's going to be very close to a West Plains first down. Second and short at worst.
You know, West Plains, coming into this football game, if there was one question mark, it was the offensive line and their progression early in the season. Now, tonight, they have done a fantastic job opening these holes, and Remy Wilson has really taken advantage of that.
It's first and 10. West Plains from the 26, and running the ball is one thing that I know Coach Wyatt would like to see his team do better and more consistently. Long snap count, Jones passes to the flat, ball is caught and tiptoeing out of bounds. Will Stoffer, 31-yard line, gain on the play about 5.
It's a quick hitter.
And that works in place of a running game sometimes, and you get those quick passes out there to people that can run with the ball. I mean, we've got people everywhere tonight. They have the big M Rocks at Mizzou. It's kind of people sitting up there behind the scoreboard watching the game. There's a handoff running. No, pass over the middle, incomplete. Try to get a quick slant to Briggs Houston over the middle. That ball was a little bit too high and incomplete, and there was pressure on the quarterback that time. You know, Rolla's done a pretty good job getting some pressure, and they're going to have to probably make a change on defense because hobbling is Hayden Kadich. Or Radich? It's a Radich. The senior, 5'10 and 230. And now back to play. Third down and 5. Be a good place for a quarterback draw here. From 31, quarterback draw. Isaiah puts the pads down, gets hit, falls backward, and he is going to be close, but not quite a first down. He's going to be on the 35-yard line.
He stumbled a little bit, and that slowed him down just enough that that Rolla defense was able to catch up. But, hey, good job. This is a pretty good Tony Romo impersonation of calling the play before the play.
Wish I could play golf like Romo. That guy is sick. We're going to go for it on fourth down. Whistles, timeout, Rolla. So a timeout, 5:38 to play in the third quarter. 28-7. Zizzers on top of the Bulldogs. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Since 1993, Howell County Habitat for Humanity has built 29 homes and will be starting their 30th this year. They do it to provide a decent and affordable place to live for partnered families. Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, communities, and hope, celebrating 30 years in business. Find out more on Facebook and at the Habitat Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard, or visit howellcountyhabitat.org.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Zizzers on KDY.
You know, Houston and Kabul are just about, what, 15 miles apart, something like
not
that?
Not very far.
10, 15 minutes apart. They're playing each other tonight, and Houston is winning at halftime 13-0, which is a little bit of a surprise maybe.
Yeah, Kabul's a state-ranked team. I think last time I looked, they were maybe number 5.
Fourth down and one. Will West Plains try to draw him offside or run a play? Going to run a play. Handoff running left. Here's Norton. First down. And a lot more. 50, 45, 40. And he may go all the way. Touchdown, West Plains. And a horse collar tackle in the end zone. And a 65-yard touchdown run by Lance Norton.
They needed, what, 3 yards?
Needed one.
Got 60-something and
65
points
instead. Boy, Lance Norton, every once in a while back there, we saw some straight line speed south to north, and he ran by and outraced everybody, made it to the end zone. The horse collar tackle in the end zone too late. And they'll ask the sideline, do you want to take the penalty on the extra point try, or you want to take it on the kickoff? What do you want? So we'll take it on the kickoff. Touchdown, 65-yard run by Lance Norton, makes it 34-7.
Lance Norton has run very well this evening.
That touchdown is good.
And he's been just as impressive on the defensive side of the ball. You know, I think sometimes you lose sight of the fact that there are several of these kids that wear zizzers on their chest, that they're playing both sides of the ball.
Extra point try. Chase Larson has been perfect tonight. 4 for 4. And even the fireworks don't distract him in the middle of his kick. 35-7.
Those were not the best timed fireworks.
Poorly timed. 5:26 to go in the third quarter. West Plains cruising by 28 points, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Did you know periodic maintenance is needed to keep your well, pump, and pressure tank running as they should? A to Z Pump Service offers parts and maintenance for your well. Have your well, tank, and pump checked annually. Stay ahead of potential problems and save money with regular maintenance. Call A to Z Pump Service and schedule your well maintenance today. 417-256-8089. A to Z Pump Service. We are pumping to please.
Hey, Zither fans, I need you all to hear me. A winning team starts with a winning spirit. Hey, this is Ashton Judd, proud Zither and Mizzou Tiger, to tell you about the winning team at Ozark Hills Insurance. They have a team of winners that can help you find the right insurance at the right price. I knew the day the Zither girls went to the state title game that our winning spirit would prevail. Be a winner and call Ozark Hills Insurance for a quote today with offices in West Plains and Mountain Home. Go Zizzers!
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
35-7. West Plains will kick the ball away, all the way up the field from the Rolla 45. Let's see if Chase Larson can kick a field goal here off the tee. It's up. It's long, but a little short left and through the end zone. It'll be first down and 10 now for Rolla from their own 20-yard line. We haven't seen many boo-boos on the part of West Plains tonight. They've had a few penalties, but not bad. And as far as taking care of the ball, we did have the pick, the interception on the part of the Bulldogs in the first half.
Yeah, but we had offsetting interceptions, so it's okay.
West Plains will be on defense now with the Bulldogs taking over there, and they're all white with white helmets with the Rolla insignia and maroon numbers and trim. Here we go, first down. And the handoff will be right up the middle, and the fullback will burrow forward. I'm not so sure Bill Shuchart isn't coaching this team. Up to the 29-yard line, good gain, almost 9 yards on the play. It'll be first down, or second down, and about a yard to go. You look at that wishbone offense that people used to run. And the people that could run it right, you look at it and say, you can't stop that.
Well, you know, I mean, they still run it up at West Point.
And the quarterback will handle the fullback, and he'll be hit, but move forward up to the 35-yard line. That's a first down for the Rolla Bulldogs with 4:45 to play in the third quarter.
You know, those, every year it's nationally televised, the Army-Navy game. It may be the only college football game of the year with less than 5 passes thrown every game.
I don't mind that so much. I mean, you see, everybody looks the same. Everyone plays the same anymore.
Yeah.
Here's an inside counter play from the wingman up the field. Good run, 45-yard line, and driving the defense back. Missed tackles across midfield, the 44-yard line, and that is a 21-yard gain.
It's Brett Montgomery, number 30 for Rolla. That's a nice little misdirection snap.
Bad tackling on the near sideline.
I wasn't going to say that. But.
So, first down. We had poor tackling at Bolivar in the first week. Got it cleaned up to a large degree in the last couple of weeks. And now a sideline penalty call against West Plains.
I told you. Stay off the white.
I really think they're more concerned, too concerned about that as opposed to other things. First down and 10. 4:05 to play in the third quarter.
Well, take it from someone who has officiated Mighty Mite football.
Yes, sir.
There is a power trip that comes with wearing the vertical stripes.
Tight formation on first down. Morowitz will hand off up the middle, and they'll pick up 4 or 5 yards. You know, one thing, though, running a double-wing offense or a wishbone offense like that and running the triple option, it's kind of a equalizer, because if you've got some size up front and you've got a quarterback that can handle the ball and get the ball to the right people and the right timing and all that, it's not designed really to fool people, well, misdirection in the backfield, but up front, it's just straight up, base blocking, straight ahead, yeah, down the field, and you just use your strength, and if you move your man down the field, you're going to gain yards.
And offensive linemen, they love run blocking.
First down, and the handoff fullback, and they tried to jerk it out there, but couldn't get a good grip on it, and there will be a gain on the play across the 30 up to the 27-yard line. 3:20 to go. We've seen Rolla do this twice tonight,
yeah,
and they look pretty good doing it. Problem is, at some point, you have to be able to throw the ball a little bit.
And so far, Rolla has completed one pass. It was at the end of the second quarter, and it was a nice little play. They had a good one. They just needed more time on the clock.
2:53 to go in the third. On second down, fumble football on the handoff, and it's recovered by West Plains. The Zizzers have the football. Yep, no doubt about it. Jackson Hunter on the recovery that time for West Plains.
That'll be the second takeaway for the West Plains Zizzers. Had an interception in the first half. Now a fumble recovery here. And that's going to switch things back to West Plains on offense with under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Leading 35-7 on homecoming night. It's always good when you can get out in front on homecoming, in front of what is usually your largest crowd of the season.
Morozovic turned to hand the ball off to a ghost and just dropped it. Now here West Plains running play left. Remy Wilson to the corner, tripped up down at the 40-yard line. And a good run on that carry, gain of 7. It'll be second down and 3 with 2:34 and counting to go in the third quarter. West Plains leads 35-7 late in the third.
So I thought of something else that was the same the last time you and I did this.
What's that?
The decals on the side of the helmet.
Really? That's right.
Yep.
Wow, what a memory you have. That is very impressive.
I don't remember very important things, but I remember the decal on the side of the West Plains helmet in 2012.
Second and 4, toss play left. Remy gets to the sideline. It'll be spun out of bounds, but a first down for West Plains as they get it to their own 46. So, you know, West Plains hasn't really tried to force the ball down the field much tonight.
There's no point to.
That is the point, I guess. Next week we'll see Camdenton. We'll have to throw the ball a little there.
And the thing is, most of the passes that Jones has thrown here, they've been 5 to 10-yard passes that then are turned into 20-yard pickups.
Play action, Jones to throw. Does, underneath, ball drop, incomplete. Tried to get it out into the flat and to Dawson Howell, I think. And incomplete. Stops the clock, 1:55 to go in the third quarter.
Isaiah Jones got just a little bit of a limp. Looks like maybe tweaked an ankle.
And with that thought, here in the fourth quarter to come, if that's a problem at all, you'll see someone else at quarterback. He's a little dinged up. And we're going to have timeout called on the field. And West Plains will call timeout. 1:55 to go in the third, 35-7. West Plains leads Rolla. Back in a minute on KDY.
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24/7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing, 256-7628.
Frequent 9, this is Roadrunner for Junkyard Dog. You got your ears on? Come on. 10-4, what can I do for you? I just passed you, son. Where'd you get all that chrome and them chicken lights? Come back. Rick's Truck Repair. They got the biggest selection of chrome and LED lights within 100 miles, and they're my go-to place for repair, so I'm not down for long. Mercy, me, my brakes got some issues. What's there, 20? They're on sale 63 in West Plains next to Highland Dairy. This is the Roadrunner, and I am headed to Rick's Truck Repair. I am gone.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Mountain Grove is leading Willow Springs 71-0. Tough year for the Bear. Second down and 10, West Plains. Jones still in the game at quarterback. Takes a snap, pressure on the edge. Pass underneath, caught by Houston. And gets to the sideline, breaks tackle, 45-40, 35-30, 25, 20-yard line. And he is gone for a touchdown. 54-yard catch and run for Bridge Houston.
You know, the same thing we were talking about just moments ago. Most of these passes have been little 5 to 10-yard dumps. That's exactly what this was. And all the work is done after the completion is made. And that is Briggs Houston's third touchdown of the game.
So a big night for Briggs here at homecoming. And again, we saw him exhibit that speed. He got a block, one missed tackle, and it was over. Here's the extra point attempt up, and it is good by Chase Larson, who is doing it tonight. He is, what now, 6 for 6.
And the other thing that will, if things don't change, as we enter the fourth quarter here in a couple of minutes, we're going to have a
turbo clock,
an accelerated clock.
That is true. 1:43 to go in the third. Scissors, 42. Bulldogs, 7. Back in a minute on KDY.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing. They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring. In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Your insurance is only as good as your agency, and we're one of the best in the nation. Dave Thomas Shelter Insurance, your friend in the insurance business.
SaveWithDave.com.
Now it's more Scissor football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
1:43 to go in the third quarter.
Got another update for you real quick from Drew across the way. He's also got a score for us in regards to Mountain View Ava. Ava is on top of the Liberty Eagles, 52-14.
Here's the kick, and it'll be taken at the 5, at the 10, the 15, the 20, and bang, 22-yard line, and that is it. They tried to hit the center that time, center of the kick coverage, and the center of the line didn't give. Dallas Roberts made a very good play on coverage that time.
There is nothing better than a collective ooh at a football game.
So now, with 1:35 to go, and it'll be regular time till the end of the quarter, and it'll be turbo time as we go to the fourth unless Rolla scores here. West Plains with eight guys in the box. Running play left and another big hit, and that'll drive the ball carrier back. And Alex Judd comes up from the bottom of the pile, making the tackle after a gain of one. Second down and 9 for Rolla.
We've got just over a minute left here in this third quarter. It's pretty much been all West Plains. We've had a couple possessions where Rolla has moved the ball well. The most recent one ends in a fumble. But for the most part, this has been an all West Plains night.
Double wing, single back, full back, takes it. And he is wrapped up by Judd and help from others and a short gain on the play, maybe 2 yards. Briggs Houston was in on the tackle that time again. And once again on the stop, helping on the stop that time was Dallas Roberts. So it will be third down. They need about 8, close to 8 yards. Got to get the ball to the 31-yard line.
This will likely be the last play of the third quarter.
Here they come. Toss play, running left, string the play out, get to the corner, to the side. They'll turn it up, and big hit, missed tackle. They'll drive him out of bounds with 2 seconds to go, and that's the end of the third quarter. So we start the fourth with the turbo clock, and it'll be fourth down for Rolla when we come back in 1 minute on Hot Country KDY.
Howell County Habitat for Humanity continues to build homes for families who qualify. It happens through generous people like yourself who have the means to contribute. One way is to donate unneeded items to the Habitat Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. They accept clean, used furniture, appliances, household items, and more. They will sell these items in the store to help fund building Habitat homes in Howell County. Go to howellcountyhabitat.org or visit the Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
There are two types of to-dos, to-dos you want to do and to-dos you got to do. Hopping on your Coyote tractor to plow a little patch of heaven on your land is a want-to-do. But flossing before a dentist appointment so they don't suspect that flossing is a never-do, that's a got-to-do. For all the to-dos you want to do, check out the many models of hard-working Coyote CS, CX, and CK tractors. For the got-to-dos, well, Godspeed. Coyote, we dig dirt. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
It'll be a punt to start the fourth. And a turbo clock, once the clock starts, it will only stop for timeouts, injuries. Harris will stand back at his own 12. Ryland Kinslow is back to receive the kick. Good snap. Kick is away, a very high, very short kick. And that's going to take a great bounce for West Plains out of bounds, and that is going to really hurt the old average there. Ball was on the 27, and that's only going to be about a 20-yard kick.
So the clock continues to run due to that accelerated clock. So, Harlan, are we going to start seeing some of the underclassmen and maybe some JV kids come in?
Before too long, I would assume so. Here's something. Tonight, Seneca playing Lamar, and Seneca in the fourth quarter leads Lamar 28-7.
Lamar?
The perennial Lamar.
Class 2 powerhouse.
They are as good as any football program in the state.
Absolutely.
First down 10, West Plains from the 46. Toss play running right. There's Norton, and he'll get stood up and pushed back and down after a gain of 2. And the clock keeps a running.
You know, a 12-minute quarter goes by pretty quick whenever the clock is running.
When it doesn't stop, it does go by fast. And we're in no hurry right now. Leading 42-7.
You're starting to see a bit of an exodus here at Zizzer Stadium.
There's going to be some traffic to deal with leaving here tonight because this parking lot out here, jam-packed. On second down, running play left with Norton. Bounces off one. Second guy got him. Numbers 3 and 4 really put the hurt on him. And we'll drive him back after a loss maybe of 2.
It's back-to-back plays where Rolla's defense.
Well, here's the other thing, too. Rolla's defense knows West Plains probably isn't going to throw the ball.
That's a good point.
So they can just kind of line up, tee off, and come after him. Line up in the straight eye formation. Howell, the fullback. In front, here's the play-action fake. Well, they're going to throw the ball. Pressure on the quarterback, and he'll be slung down from behind for a loss of 3 on the play. They're trying to get the ball to Briggs Houston deep, but Isaiah Jones didn't have time.
It's the second time this evening that now Jones has been sacked, and that's going to bring up a punting situation. Which I believe... Correct me if I'm wrong, this will be our first punt of the evening.
71-0 final, Mountain Grove beats Willow Springs.
That is a rough night.
Jones to punt, and does. And a good kick, kicks it away from the deep man, and Remy Wilson downs it.
Perfect.
At the 1 yard line, 2 yard line.
Doesn't get much better than that.
That's outstanding stuff. That's the reason if you're on the receiving team, you want to try to field that punt. Otherwise, you make yourself susceptible to things like that, which is first down and 10. They're going to mark that at the 3-yard line. 8 minutes, 37 seconds to go. Next week, we go to Camdenton.
First and 10 for the Bulldogs.
And...
Defense.
Rolla may get their first win of the season next week. They play Hillcrest.
Hillcrest has had a bit of a tough go since the Green Beckham days.
Here's a running play. Quarterback keeper around the corner. And a gain on the play of maybe a yard on the run that time. The quarterback, Jack Rozowicz. And it'll bring up now second down and 10. And Cody and I did the first high school football game that Doriel Green Beckham ever played in. And it was here. And he scored on a bomb on the first play of the game. Is that not right?
Very first play. We came in here going, so this freshman kid's already getting national college attention.
What's up with that?
That can't be real.
Yeah, it was real. He was real. 42-7. And now Rolla from their own 5. And they'll just give it to the fullback. And oh, he busts through, and there he goes at the 40-yard line. 50. Can anyone run him down? Yes. At the 25-20, tackle from behind at the 15-yard line. Great hustle by Will Stauffer. Wow. 80-yard run.
It's going to help his stat line.
That's really cool, though, to see those kids just busting their hump, running down the field fast as they can to try and keep him from getting in the end zone, and they did.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really a situation where we just had a busted play on the defensive side. We were in all the wrong gaps on that one.
Play clock down to 20 seconds with 6:36 and counting. Rolla trying to score their second touchdown of the night. Motion guy to the right. Handed off on the inside counter. And again, not much there. Stopped at the line of scrimmage.
Now, should Rolla get in the end zone, among other things, that will stop the clock.
Warren Lawson helping on the tackle that time for West Plains. We're down to 6:08 to play. You're listening to Hot Country KDY, KKDY, West Plains. And this has the potential of being the earliest game ending that we've had this year.
Happy I could be here.
You're awfully lucky. Fullback will fake it. Fullback will keep and take it right up the middle. Alex Judd will make the stop on the fullback to the 12. So he'll get 3 yards, 4 yards on the play.
What time did you get home week one?
Week one, Bolivar, I got home at a little after 1.
You should beat that tonight.
Let's hope so. I live about 8 blocks from here. If I can't make it home before then, some shenanigans are up.
Well,
third and 7. Quarterback hands it, fullback up the middle, just busting right through the middle, and he gets up to the 7-yard line, and that'll be a gain of 5 yards. Not quite a first down.
So my independent fact checker, also known as Drew across the field from us, he says you got home at 1:50.
Oh, I guess it was later than that. I don't know. I was asleep most of the way.
Are you driving?
Yes. Cody and I have made some long trips. Farmington's a long way from here.
Festus.
It is fourth down and 1, and they're going to go for it. At the 12, whistles, timeout, Rolla. Now stop the clock with 4:14 to go. And a timeout on the field with the score, West Plains 42, Rolla 7. Back in a minute, KDY.
Hey, Zither fans, I need you all to hear me. Hey, everyone, this is Ashton Judd with Mizzou Tiger Basketball. It took me years of practice to get where I am today. I love being a Zither and playing on a winning team. That's why I chose the winning team at Ozark Hills Insurance to take care of my insurance, and you should too. They have a team of agents that will treat you like family with the best coverage at the best price. Get a quote today from Ozark Hills Insurance with offers in West Plains and Mountain Home. Go Zizzers!
If you're a small business owner in southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Zizzers on KDY.
All right, 4:14 to play. This game has essentially been over for quite a while, but West Plains trying to keep turbo clock on and get the ball back here on fourth down and 1. Rolla trying to punch in another score. Ball at the West Plains 7-yard line. An 80-yard run set this up. Motion guy, fullback right up the middle, banging it forward, and that looks like a touchdown to me. It is a touchdown.
It is.
Was that the Emory kid that ran that ball in? He was. Now, he ran that play like a fullback.
I believe it was.
Emory just barreled through there and gets a touchdown, and that makes it 42-13, turbo clock off. And they'll try for the extra point. And we don't see a lot of left foot kickers, but we're seeing one here. Morrowitz will hold. And now another timeout.
I don't think Rolla had enough kids on the field. There's one that was running in from the far side.
Carter Reeves is the kicker, but we'll have a timeout on the field.
There were just 10 Bulldogs on the field, and rather than just have the kid run out there and hope he's in the right spot, they opt to call a timeout.
We can see if anything else has developed in some of the other games. Bolivar playing at Lebanon tonight. And Lebanon leads that game 35-6.
Looks like Webb City has begun to pull away from Joplin. 31-21 in the fourth.
And if you think that's a bitter rivalry, you would be correct.
It's a bunch of kids that don't like each other.
Oh, I mean, you go... If you're driving around on Range Line and going down and drive past the mall headed west, as soon as you leave the Joplin city limits, you're in Webb City.
You don't wear a Webb City hat in Joplin and vice versa.
Here's extra point attempt. Reeves will be the kicker. Kick up, and they say, good. 4:09 to play with the score, West Plains 42, Rolla 14. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
It's back to the field for more Scissor football action on Hot Country KDY.
42-14. The turbo clock has been turned off. The Rolla Bulldogs got that achieved, and they'll kick the ball away. And West Plains will bring their return team in. And you might. And West Plains is looking for an onside. No, it's going to be a long kick. It will hit and go into and through the end zone. First down and 10.
Just over 4 minutes left. The accelerated nonstop clock is no more. And we'll see what West Plains can do with 80 yards in front of them.
Did you say your daughter had a part in the homecoming?
Yeah, so
tonight?
Yep, she was one of the junior attendants this evening.
Excellent. Oh,
and a part of the band. So she was one of the ones out there, rather than being the traditional band garb, wearing a gown.
And what is her instrument?
Plays trombone.
Does she practice at home much?
In the garage.
Receivers to the left, two. Wingman to the left. Alvis spread set. We're going to run the football. Remy Wilson, look at him run the ball. 25, 30-yard line. Remy pulls ahead to the 35-yard line. Gain of 15 and a first down for West Plains. 4 minutes to play.
You know, when you look at the scoring summary of tonight's game, you're going to see Briggs Houston and, of course, Isaiah Jones. But you're not going to know, just by looking at the score summary, how good of a game Remy Wilson has had.
Very good point. First down for West Plains. Their own 35-yard line. Clock moving. Isaiah Jones with a snap. Handoff running right. Here's Remy again. Looks for the seam. Finds it. Gets to the 40-yard line. And flags will come down. And he'll finally go down as he's pushed out. He never did go down. He went out of bounds at the 45-yard line. But flag on the play probably holding. Yep. And it is.
Yeah, when you see that back judge throw a flag 9 times out of 10, that's going to be an offensive hold.
Our first game of the year was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. We got beat 42-38 at Bolivar, played an entire football game, not a single holding penalty was called.
That's impressive.
Not saying no,
not accurate.
Not saying that no holding took place, just simply saying that no holding was called.
I had a guy who used to officiate high school football say that if they wanted to, they could throw a holding flag on every play.
Every play. I've heard that same thing. Now it's first and 16 from their own 29. Isaiah, out pattern, caught by Kinslow, and he'll pick up minimal yards, maybe 3, near the 33-yard line. So that completion keeps the clock rolling. And Isaiah Jones hasn't had many incompletions tonight. He had an interception.
If I'm correct over here, he's only had 2 incompletions. One where he overthrew Houston just by a few inches, and the interception early.
There's one thing about West Plains, for whatever they are or whatever they do, they can throw the football. So they have a chance late in the game, even if they're behind. Running play, Lance Norton runs right, and they'll move that ball to the 37-yard line.
You know, if you look at, I don't know, the last 10, maybe you can go deeper than that, the last decade or so, West Plains has had above-average quarterback play, and that's uncommon.
That's a very good point. I think Aiden Simpson surprised some people last year just how good he was.
I think so.
It's 3rd down and 8. Back to throw it. Here's a throwback screen. Pass caught. And here's Lance Norton. Broke one tackle. The second guy got him at the 44-yard line. 43-yard line. So it's going to be 4th down and 2.
It's going to be just short. You're under 2 minutes here. If you want to, you can line up and try to run straight ahead and get it. Or, I don't know, maybe you just punt the ball away.
I would go for it here and see if you could just end the game with a first down, because that would essentially end the game.
Yep.
127 and counting, 42-14. West Plains is going to be 3-1. Lost their opener, have won now 3 in a row. Timeout on the field called by West Plains. It'll be 4th down, about 2.5 to go for the first down. Minute 12 left. Final game break right here. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
You know that West Plains Lock and Key is the place to call when you've locked yourself out of your car or lost your key. But they do so much more. If you need anything lock-related done to your home or business, West Plains Lock and Key is your expert source there, too. Give West Plains Lock and Key a call if you need locks rekeyed or changed. They can even help with safes, install keypad locks, and so much more. West Plains Lock and Key, where tradition meets technology. 256-8862. 256-8862.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Final score, the Ava Bears have beaten the Liberty Eagles 52-14. Ava is really good. And don't see anything.
Have you got an update on that Houston-Kabul game?
I do not.
That one has piqued my interest.
All right, 4th down, long 2. Will Stauffer comes on the field late. There's 12 on the play clock. Let's see if we just run the quarterback draw here. Out pattern. It's caught by Briggs Houston. He gets a 1st down to the 50-yard line, and it's victory formation time for West Plains. 1st down, West Plains, with 1:05 to go.
You know, this is the first West Plains game of the season that I've got to sit down and watch in person. And, you know, I've been impressed with a few things. One, Isaiah Jones has been fantastic, as advertised. And it's always one of those things you, and you can attest to this, you hear these good things about these high school players, and you always have just, I don't know, for some reason, a little bit of, yeah, but is he that good?
Yeah.
And that's kind of been attached to what I've been hearing about Isaiah Jones, and I am happy to report that that is simply wrong. The kid's good.
Here's the snap, takes a knee, and that'll be the ball game. We don't have to snap it again. And the teams, the players will take their hats off, line up, shake hands, and we'll go home. Your final score is West Plains 42, Rolla 14, and we're back to wrap it up in just a moment on KDY.
Butler Heating and Air and Generac announce a big sales event on Generac generators. Now through October 8th, when you purchase a new Generac generator at Butler Heating and Air, you will get a 10-year parts and labor warranty free. It's a huge value of over $1,000. So get a quote on a Generac generator today and take advantage of a worry-free warranty. It's happening for a limited time through October 8th at Butler Heating and Air, your authorized Generac dealer across from the fairgrounds in West Plains.
Now it's more Scissor football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
The fireworks show is on here after the Scissor win, 42-14. West Plains got on top early. I think the biggest thing, Cody, was against a team that can't really throw the ball very well, to be able to get a lead, put some distance between you and them, that makes it nearly impossible for them to come back. But I thought Rolla really played pretty good, generally, over the last three quarters of the football game. They just don't have enough balance on their offense.
I'm sorry, what? I can't hear you.
This is, we need the William Tell Overture as the fireworks go off across the way. Oh, we got more. Here comes the big finale.
Fantastic.
42-14. West Plains led most of the football game. Remy Wilson had a really good night tonight, which means his offensive lineman had a good night.
You bet. Yeah, Remy Wilson got into the end zone to start the scoring, had a 3-yard touchdown run early. And that's the only time he got into the end zone, but he really put his stamp on this game. He was outstanding tonight. Don't have the numbers right in front of me, but I guarantee he averaged at least 6 yards a carry.
Well, the Scissors win tonight, and we'll go on the road and go to Camdenton next week. We'll have that game here. Paul Knight and I will have that, and Cody and I will return in 2 weeks when West Plains will host the Kickapoo Chiefs. 42-14, the final score. A reminder that Ozark Cafe's fundraiser for Connor Lair will be next week. Check out the Ozark Cafe Facebook page to get more details on that, but I'm pretty sure that is on the 21st.
What time do you get off the air?
10 o'clock.
Let's go have a late breakfast.
Oh, well, I'm certainly plan on doing that, and I know a lot of other people will, too. A portion of the proceeds that day will go to Connor Lair and their family. So if you'd like to help out, there's a good way to do it. Come on over and have something good to eat at Ozark Cafe, and Cody and I will be making our way over there as well, and we hope to see you. That's next Thursday. Check out the Ozark Cafe Facebook page to find out more. West Plains led at the half 28-7. They go on to win easily 42-14. They're now 3-1 with Camdenton next week. For Cody Sanders, for Drew Joyce, for Nate Hudson in the studio, Harlan Hutchinson saying goodnight from McDonaldsville at Scissor Stadium.
West Plains Scissors football on Hot Country KDY has been brought to you by
A to Z Pump Service, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac, Bureau, by Butler Heating and Air, Domino's Pizza, Don's Auto Service, Edgler and Harper, Habitat for Humanity, J&J Recovery, Monty's Outdoors, Ozark Hills Insurance, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Also brought to you by Pepsi Mid-America, by Peterbilt, Rick's Truck Repair, Shelter Mutual Insurance, Simmons Bank of West Plains, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby Agent, Taylor Grubaugh Buick GMC Chevrolet, The Medicine Shop, West Plains Lock and Key, Wilbanks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
West Plains Zizzers Football on Hot Country KDY is a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozark Radio Network.